Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Final segment with Dr. Nick Begich. Then the National Grid of Toll Roads to fund the North American Union. New developments, Bob Dacey in studio. I want to get to Mike in New York and try to jam in Jason and Eddie, and we'll get to Ray and others later in the hour if they want to hold. Mike in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air with Dr. Nick Begich and myself.
All right, Alex, this is for you. First comment, I'd love all your listeners to first go out and get the movie Children of Men. Are you familiar with it?
Yes, it's an excellent film.
Okay, that's what America's going to turn into. Second, I would love to be on, you know, your future shows because I have tons of classified government documents. I have a friend in the NSA, and I would like for, you know, some of these documents to come out, you know, one at a time, and we could discuss them on your show.
Go ahead, sir.
First question. We know this global warming thing is a big lie, and we're moving towards, a Mother Earth religion. And I feel they're going to drop the Earth, the war on terror, and pick up this, you know, Mother Earth.
Well, there is an open debate about what's going to be the organizing principle, the war on terror or global taxation through Mother Earth worship. Dr. Nick Begich, where do you see that going?
You know, I think that that's it's a little bit of both. You know, I mean, I think what we're seeing is this sort of collectivism, is what I call it. You know, and it's stimulated by the United Nations. And my comment with the United Nations is I didn't vote for anybody there, so they don't represent me.
Exactly.
But you know, when you think about climate change as an issue, and I think it's been skewed and politicized in the very wrong way. We did a video on this, and someday we'll have to do a program on that, Alex. I'll get it down to you. But, you know, the whole issue of energy and climate change and what it might turn into, the one thing we definitely know, regardless of the debate over the cause, is, hey, we are in for some changes, folks. We're seeing droughts like we've never seen before through the agribelt of this nation.
We also know there's weather manipulation going on.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of things that add into this that are way beyond the carbon emissions. And there's, you know, methane gas, as an example, is 20 times more powerful. And based on what's happening in the northern regions of the world right now, it's contributing dramatically more than all of the releases of man combined.
But there's not big money in taxing cow flatulence.
No, or the melting of permafrost in the Arctic, which is one of the biggest contributors right now to methane releases. And it's an self-accelerating process, and it's cyclic. And, yeah, man happens to be
doing... But the evidence is that this is what energized civilization's development, starting 9,000 and terminating 4,000 in the Bronze Age,
right.
And the agrarian development was that... heating up.
Yeah, actually, all of the changes generate a lot of... it's a natural thing. The sun is heating up. It's being noted in all the planets. That's the biggest contributor when you look at the sun's energy. And when you start to think about what's happening, well, it just means we've got to adjust, move some of our agricultural thinking a little differently. But we can do that. I mean, we have more abundance on this planet, more possibilities on this planet, and yet we're all scared into this sense by our governments, who ought to be looking at the real innovation and not suppressing it. We need to turn it around. And all
I agree, and we need to have that debate. We're out of time, Dr. Begich. I appreciate your call. Mike, if all the other callers want to hold, we'll get to you later with Bob Dacey. You can still bring up your issues because Bob is well-versed on all these subjects. Dr. Begich, it's always great to have you on. And, yeah, let's have you up for a full 2 hours to get into global warming, climate change, all of it.
We'll do it. I look forward to doing it again, Alex, and my best to all of your listeners.
You bet. Good to hear from you. That's Dr. Nick Begich joining us today. Bob Dacey coming up in the next segment. The video is Mind Control, A Brave New World, or Enhancing Human Performance. You need to get this DVD at Infowars.com or call 888-253-3139. Extremely informative. This is all part of the education process. And the book, Controlling the Human Mind, The Technologies of Political Control, or Tools for Peak Performance, they both accompany each other. You can get a discount when you get both of them together or get them both individually at Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. I wanted to get to your calls, but each subject is so complex, we've got to give our guests time to speak. But we'll get to everybody. Stay with us. Key information with Bob Dacey straight ahead.
Now, you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real, and it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Bob Dacey is my guest in studio. Bob woke up a decade ago now, and he's been doing a television show for many years here in Austin. He's also written quite a few articles, a few of them cover stories. One of them a cover story for the New American Magazine. He's a longtime member of the John Birch Society as well. And, you know, Texas is the front line for the takeover of 8,000 miles of roads. They take over already existing roads. They literally have the state pay to put a toll booth on it. Then they want to put in, tracker chips and all the inspection stickers. For now, they just make you get the tracker chip or pay a higher penalty when you pay cash or coins to then go down the roads. It's turned out it's Centra Zachary, Spanish slash Australian. The carpetbagger, Rudolph Giuliani's down here in Texas, running the whole thing with his law firm, running the operation. And so the legislature says no, and the governor vetoes it. Then he says, okay, no more toll roads. But then they move full bore ahead. They say no toll road on MOPAC, and then they announce the thing's going to be a toll road. And then still the public knows they're being lied to, but they don't understand how ball-faced. It's like with the amnesty. They say there is no amnesty. And then we prove it's an amnesty and literally a pardon for those that have felonies, aggravated felonies, haven't paid taxes in 5 years, end of the nation, first visit, given basic citizenship for 12 years. You get to go on welfare and Social Security card, first visit. I mean, complete end of the country. I mean, just unbelievable. And they said, no. First they said the bill was secret, though. And down here in Texas, TxDOT told the legislature, it's secret, you can't see our agreement. Suits were filed. Some of it came out. And basically, it's just the multinationals give a few paltry campaign contributions, and the government is signed over to them. Bob Dacey is a stickler for detail, and he went and attended this conference. And there's a whole other area of this on First Amendment. They wouldn't let him in as a TV host and said, we decide what the press is, but they did let him in with the New American press credentials. So that's a whole other subject as well. But, Bob, it's always great to have you here. You got the floor. Give us the basics, then go through details of what we're facing and how they are going ahead with the roads, of course, while telling the public militarily that this is not an assault. You know, don't run. We are your friends. Everything is fine. Bob, good to have you here.
Thank you, Alex. I really appreciate you letting me come on because I got some really big news nationwide, worldwide, that actually, I was trying to cover this for my local TV show, The Simple Truth, which is on Monday nights from 6 to 7 on Channel 10 here in Austin on cable access. My two producers, Jeff Kentoff and Kelly Taylor, and I, we were going to go down this Texas Transportation Forum, which was held last July, a couple of weeks ago, at the Hilton Hotel in downtown Austin, because it was going to be a huge confab of everybody involved in making money on tolling roads. And the critical thing here is this is the test case for the whole nation. Every other Department of Transportation in the state, in the world, in the country, is watching what happens at TxDOT in order to determine what they can get away with.
In fact, that's been in Australia and in other newspapers that this is the global battle is happening right now in Texas.
You had representatives from Cintra there. You had Royal Bank of Scotland, Goldman Sachs. You had these multinational investor types. You had highway contractors, subcontractors, lawyers, designers, engineers. It was all a huge confab of these people determining what the future of transportation in Texas is going to be, and thereby, by extension, the United States. So initially, I want to make this clear. My story, which is up on Infowars.com, which is a link to the New American website, you know, thenewamerican.com, the story is entitled Highway Robbery, and they just posted it on the New American website the other day. That story is I put up the story because of being credentialed by the New American magazine. That is very important for people to know. I went up, Kelly Taylor and I were admitted into the conference as freelance reporters for the New American, not as reporters for our own TV news talk show, which has been in Austin for 8 years, and which, if I may say, has been covering the Trans-Texas Corridor NAFTA Superhighway since October of 2004.
Yeah, let's just cut to the meat of the issue. They didn't let you in as a Texan, someone who's been on the air for 7-8 years.
Right.
They blocked you. And let's cover that First Amendment issue now, and then let's get into what they're doing.
All right, you want to get into why they wouldn't let us in?
No, I mean, go ahead and talk about the First Amendment issue.
All right, the First Amendment issue is this. We applied. They had on their website, they were inviting the media to come to the conference, but then they defined what the media was. I mean, picture this: you got a government agency defining media,
and that's what they do now. I mean, they define firearms, they define citizens. They say, "Oh, you have rights, but under our definition, you don't."
They stepped on the wrong pipsqueak. This is what happened. They define media this way: in order to be credentialed to attend the conference, you had to be a full-time, paid, salaried employee of a TV station, a licensed TV station, licensed by who? A licensed TV station, a licensed radio station, or a newspaper, full-time, comma, who receives none of his income from any other source, period. Now, that was their definition of media. Well, obviously, because we work for free, doing our stuff for the last 8 years, we didn't qualify.
Sure,
but we said, what the heck? We're not going to put up with this.
So this is an example of how this happens. Let's go ahead and cover the part now, and then get to the what happened at the conference.
Okay. Well, anyway, we weren't allowed. We were rejected as Simple Truth TV, and so
that's called tyranny.
Yeah. Well, and we reapplied as freelance correspondents for the New American, and of course we are. I've written for the New American
before. Sure. So
Kelly Taylor writes a lot for the New American.
I understand,
and she's on JBS Speakers Bureau too. So we reapplied to be credentialed reporters for the New American, and even the New American didn't qualify under their definition of media, because...
So the point is they're very, very secretive, and they don't want media there unless it's corporate lapdog media.
Yeah, right.
They don't want... because at these conferences, they tend to be more honest. I mean, I remember going to a Smart Growth conference in 98 here, and they had all the big bank heads. I mean, there were like 5,000 people there at the Boston Convention Center, and they said, this is about taking property, it's about money. They were laughing. I would ask questions. I would say, so you admit it's not about environment, it's about taking property and ruling. And they said, they would just laugh and just cackle like witches. So, I mean, this is really where they let their hair down. Bob, get into what you discovered.
Okay, well, what I discovered here, and again, Kelly Taylor and I spent two days at this conference, and they split it off into many different segments. But basically, the bottom line, hardcore, what we discovered is that the powers that be are taking what I call a stuff approach to trying to figure out how to toll everything. They are trying everything. They're bringing out all the stops. They're taking a bunch of stuff. I'm using stuff because this is a G-rated show. And they're throwing it on the wall and seeing what sticks. And TxDOT, I mean, this is extremely important news. And I want to point out that none of the mainstream media that was credentialable to be there covered anything. Houston Chronicle showed up and did a fluff piece. KXAN local TV showed up and shot some video of the governor speaking or whatever. No one has revealed what happened in this meeting.
Let's reveal what happened at the meeting.
All right. What happened at the meeting is they are planning, TxDOT is planning to toll existing interstate highways by virtue of telling the federal government, this is what we want you to do. They are planning on, now get this, Alex, say 10 years ago, we, the American people, through taxpayer money, paid for a chunk of interstate highway. All right? We paid for it. It's ours. It was built with a prohibition on ever tolling it because used to be...
It was a federal law, but
it was a federal law.
An executive order.
It used to be a federal law that if money was spent... You know, federal money was spent on the highway, you couldn't toll it.
So they're just seizing the infrastructure.
So what they're doing is they are wanting the feds to say, oh, look, you've already changed the law a little bit to allow us to toll stuff on a pilot basis. By the way, that was a story I did on your show last year.
Yeah.
You know, feds paved the way to toll the interstates as part of the North American Union. All right, what they're doing now is saying we want to buy back segments of interstate from the federal government with more of our taxpayer money so we can slap tolls on those roads. That's what they're doing. You know, people say, oh, they're never going to toll existing interstate. Oh, yes, they are. That is their plan.
Now, 99% in a Austin poll, 97% in a poll in Houston Chronicle, but it's always above 90%. They've had polls on CNN, 99%. And we have those, are against this. And that's even with just a little bit of truth they've got. Meanwhile, they're saying, oh, we're stopping all the toll roads moratorium as they put them in, as they do this, and then you go to the meeting, and they're openly in front of the international media talking about how they're going to toll the existing roads, and then Perry marches out and says, it's a conspiracy theory, he's not doing it.
Well, Rick,
did you get video of this?
I got the little video of Rick Perry's speech, but it basically what he said, that he was reaffirming his commitment to public-private partnership on the
where specifically thing. I mean, you have a lot of literature, a lot of stuff there. I mean, in the article, where specifically were they saying, yeah, we want to do this for the roads?
Okay, I have a Texas Department of Transportation document called Forward Momentum, and they passed this out to all the participants, and I'm sure this is public record. Problem is, the mainstream media is not interested in it at all. And in here it says tolling authority expansion. And it says right here, let me just quote this, despite our successes in Safety Lou to expand tolling options, that was the bill I talked about last year, Safety Lou Section 1604, federal law still severely curtails states' ability to utilize tolling to meet their financial and mobility needs. Federal law generally prohibits imposing tolls on interstate highways for which federal funds have been used. In several situations, however, Congress has enacted specific legislation to allow states to buy back or reimburse the federal government.
Now, let's be clear. That's the scam here. Not only are the toll companies not paying for the roads and they're existing, the states even pay to then hand it over to them, and then it doesn't even make money. Literally, folks, it's raping. That's all it is. Bob Dacey, this is very important information. Stay right there. We're going to come back and continue.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that every original document on the federal and state level proves America is a Christian nation? Did you know that the Supreme Court has undermined our religious heritage? You can call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. David J. Smith of Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that over 700 suitcase bombs are smuggled out of Russia and are in the hands of radicals bent upon America's destruction? You can call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
You're there, middle age. So how you doing? Are you aging well? Are you healthy? How's your heart and your energy level? Are you sleeping well? Do you get up motivated and excited about life? Or are you depressed and tired, wondering where the years went? Struggling with anxiety and depression is hard, but it can be even harder as you get older. Good nutrition plays a vital role in maintaining overall well-being and good health. I'm Lucinda Bassett, president of Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days that supports your physical and mental well-being. It supports energy, clarity of thinking, mood, as well as good health and disease prevention. Simplify your life. Feel better. Call now for your free one-month supply of Good Days.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-966-3401. 800-966-3401. 800-966-3401.
There's an article up on Infowars.com, Highway Robbery, online exclusive. Links over to the New American Magazine. Robert L. Dacey wrote it, and of course Kelly Taylor contributed. She was there witnessing all of this chicanery as well. And think about that. That accredited press wouldn't let him in. He had to then go get the magazine credentials. And the litmus test they had was, and the bar was so high, even the New American wouldn't have been allowed in, according to what they were saying, but they went ahead and backed off of that. Now, let's get into the meat and potatoes. This is huge, folks, because whether you live in Chicago or whether you live in Detroit or you live in L.A. or New York or Houston or Austin or in Spain or in England, I mean, congestion taxes, taxes on into the cities, transponders, this tracking grid, they put the stuff in, and when you complain, they say it doesn't exist while they put, I mean, they'll put the toll roads in and be saying it doesn't exist. I mean, this psychology of just lying, but then you went to the conference. What's some of the other, because you've got 50-something pages there of notes. I mean, what all did you see?
Alex, again, on this tolling authority expansion, I was reading before the break from their document.
Let me see that.
That says they want to buy back segments of interstate from the federal government so that they can slap tolls on them. I mean, you know, a couple of years ago they said, oh, we'll never put toll roads on existing interstate. It's only for new roads. And now here it is in their own document, which I'm sure is a public document. I mean, they were passing it out to all the people trying to make money off of tolling everybody. I mean, I've got one right here. And it says that they want to buy back or reimburse the federal government for federal funds applied to a highway segment, thereby relieving it of the prohibition against tolls. There it is, right there. They have a list of their priorities. We propose to, and one of them is to reduce restrictions on tolling programs and remove their pilot project status to give states such as Texas as many opportunities as possible for new funding alternatives.
Now, the headline should have read in the Houston Chronicle, Austin American Statesman, all these rats that were there, the foreign newspapers that were there, hundreds of them, it should have read, state of Texas sets global precedent, sets U.S. precedent to toll existing paid-for roads. Now, I mean, again, this is what they're doing.
Yeah, that should have been the big headline. It says right here on their legislative agenda for the U.S. Congress, allow the states to buy back or reimburse the federal government for its share of investment in interstate.
Now, again, let's be clear. They're going to take our tax money, pay for a road that's already paid for, to then literally for 50 to 75 years, depending on the lease, there's different ones, hand it over to Centra Zachary, who gave a paltry sum. Folks, we're talking billions and billions per sector of Texas alone, not to mention all over the country and globally, and they do nothing. Well, the state even pays to put the toll booths in.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people are griping about double taxation. Well, this, I don't know what this is, triple taxation.
Quadruple.
It's called rape. We paid for it with their tax money a long time ago. We know the feds took our money. They paid for the highway. And now the state's going to take more of our money and buy back the segment we paid for before. And then they're going to slap toll roads on it and probably turn it over to Centra Zachary so they can charge us forever.
But they're still going to charge you for gas, and yeah, they're still going to charge you for all the cops who are going to be giving you tickets on it. And so that's six taxes.
Yeah, right. It's crazy.
Then there's a tire tax, a battery tax.
There's another very important thing I want to tell everybody here, because we were watching this conference, and we know exactly what their strategy is to con us into going along with it.
Now, see, when I was reading your article, it blew me away. That's why I'm like, let's get to it, because this is so huge what you discovered, you and Kelly.
Well, you know, here's the deal. They tried to, you know, back a couple of years ago, they snuck the thing through, the bill to authorize the Trans-Texas Corridor. You know, Mike Crucey and his compadres and Rick Perry, they snuck the thing through the legislature. Okay, when people got mad because of people like you and me and, the Birch Society.
Sal Costello
and Corridor Watch and everybody turned people on to what was going on. Well, they had this blowback and everybody got mad. And the people of Texas said, wait a minute, what the heck are you doing? And so they had that attempt to get a moratorium, and they ended up getting a watered-down one, which kind of exempted 35. They exempted the big one.
What they got was a smokescreen.
Well, it wasn't what we should have gotten. Let's just say that. But anyway, what their strategy is now is they're saying, you know what? These people, we really made them mad. I mean, we stirred up the masses, you know, the peons, the cretins, you know, the bubbas, the people from Deliverance. We stirred them up, and we need to do something about that now. So now what they're going to do is they're going to do the smiley face routine on us. They are initiating.
Stay there. We got a break. Long segment coming up. Right. Walk through, because you were there for 2 days. I've been to these things. It was nauseating, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Also, we haven't brought up another point to all of this. I predicted when the bridge collapsed last week. It was like predicting that the sun would come up. It wasn't hard. I predicted that they would say, see, the roads aren't good. We got to privatize them. And, man, now they are full tilt boogie, 24-7, schlepping that. So we'll be right back with Bob Dasio. I really appreciate coming over here to give us this story. Thank you, Bob. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
And you really will, if they have their way. We're going to go back to Bob Dasio and even take a few of your calls coming up. Always love to hear from you. Wish we had more time. But I do want to tell you about a couple sponsors here first. Bob, this is so big. I'm going to have you back sometime next week for a part two. We can't let this die. I mean, it's huge news. And you're covering it in a magazine that's pretty big, on a local cable show and on my show. We need to make sure this gets out to the people. But before we go back to Bob, Interfood, ladies and gentlemen, the best green food out there I've found. Just go check out interfood.com. Look at all the discounts they have for Alex Jones listeners, 20% off bulk orders. They got a bunch of products, but learn about their green food. Born right here in Austin, Texas, with all these different vegetables and fruits and other herbs. I'm taking it. My office is taking it. And frankly, I don't think I would have the energy to continue what I'm doing if I wasn't. It really is a fantastic product. Great green food at great prices, and they're patriots. Enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-Food.com, or 1-866-762-9238, 1-866-762-9238. And they got a bunch of other healthy coffee. They got this cocoa powder stuff is just fabulous and so good for your skin and your body. Just check out all their products at Enerfood.com or 866-762-9238. And then, of course, you know about, frankly, now our biggest sponsor, and that is eFoods Direct, the longest continual operating company, storable foods company in the U.S. They've been around for 26 years. They have the highest quality. This is where I've chosen two separate times to get my food. I just gave some food to family. I'm going to get another year supply for one person. Total now, I've got a year supply for three people. That's not enough for my family, so I'm getting more. And as I said, I just gave away a year supply I bought 5-6 years ago. It's still got about 4 years left on it. You need to have this. You want to be secure from the times that are ahead. Plus, you can eat this investment. They've also got smaller packages that are very inexpensive that'll last one person 2 months. And this isn't like MREs full of a bunch of preservatives and junk. This is highest quality. 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633. Or, ladies and gentlemen, eFoodsDirect.com. Give them a call today. At least get a free catalog. Also, I'm not going to belabor this, but if you live in Austin, Texas, Bob would know I'm going to do this. At Spicewood Springs Road, 183, Bob, he hadn't been a sponsor probably in 6, 7, 8 years, but he was a sponsor when I was on just local radio. I guess that kind of, you can't be a local radio sponsor on a national show. It's two different animals. But Bob's got a great hardware store where they got guns, they got books, they got my videos. He sold out of Ron Paul signs 3 times and Ron Paul T-shirts. So that's another example of the phenomenon of Ron Paul, isn't it, my friend?
Yeah, well, we got Ron Paul yard signs over there. I don't have any T-shirts, but I do have Ron Paul yard signs.
But you did tell me they're out, though. You sold out.
Oh, I sold out 3 times. I got some more in, though.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah, we sell them at our cost because I'm not making money on this. I'm trying to get the word out.
You're selling them for $2 a piece.
$2 a piece, that's right, because that's what we need to do. We need to get the word out.
It's like these pocket constitutions. I sell these at cost.
You know, you got to join the Ron Paul revolution. That's all there is to it. And they're selling like hotcakes, I'll tell you what. It's kind of neat.
But according to the media, there's two hackers in a basement eating Hot Pockets.
Well, the media's a crock. Okay.
Yeah, they're not the mainstream media.
No,
they are the corporate CIA propaganda.
They're a big fat lie machine is what they are.
Big fat lie machine.
That's right, absolutely.
Somebody ought to grab that domain, bigfatliemachine.com.
That's what they are, Alex.
I bet somebody's going to get it.
And you know it. But speaking of propaganda.
Yeah. Reset for those that just joined us.
All right.
In about 60 seconds, recap what this meeting was, when it was held, who was there, what happened, and then you got the floor. Go with it.
This is the Texas Transportation Forum held last month at the Hilton downtown Austin, where all the people that are set to make tons of money tolling the roads in Texas were all there together to learn how to do it. Basically, it was a how-to forum. How to screw the people of Texas and take their money and steal their infrastructure.
And by the way, I've been to these with Smart Growth and other grabs. They go, this is big money. And the corporations that are going to make hundreds of billions in the next 20 years, I mean, we're not kidding, just in Texas and a few other states alone, they hand out a few million here, a few million there to grease the skids. It's called Mordito. Go ahead.
Well, you know, if you actually, in my own mind, this is me talking, just me, I kind of compared it to like a NAMBLA convention, you know, the National American Man Boy Love Association. They're all a bunch of perverts, but they don't know it because they're just amongst each other. You know, they think it's normal. You know, they're just
that's why these are so important.
They're just out there to make money.
And they're openly running around screaming, cash, money.
Yeah.
Well, we shot video of the former mayor a few weeks ago. He was at the Alamo Draft House. We were there setting up for showing. So we went in and shot video. Actually, let us up in the area with the projections. He didn't know we were there. The secret little group. It was like, this is big money. We're taking over. But go ahead.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. But anyway, what they're doing is they're going to toll everything. You name it, they're going to try to toll it. Bridges, roads, new roads, old roads, medium roads, whatever. They want to find ways of tolling it. Public-private partnership, turn stuff over to the foreigners. I'm going to tell you something else. This is another big part of this story. They had people, the Royal Bank of Scotland, Goldman Sachs, they had all, you know, the bankers there. And the bankers were basically saying, man, we got $125 billion right now. Just come on. Let us have your infrastructure. We'll help you. We'll help you with your transportation problem. And, oh, and by the way, in the aggregate, we got $700 billion. And if you boys in Texas don't want to play ball, you know, we'll take our money elsewhere and confiscate somebody else's infrastructure. I mean,
That's how big this is, Alex. It's huge. You know,
it's exactly what they do in the third world. We're being treated like that now. Where they come in, pay off a few. I mean, literally, in the third world, there have been cases where they'll give a dictator only $50 million, and he hands everything over and moves to Spain.
Absolutely. But, now, you know, they're treating us like third world. But the scope of this was enormous. Can you imagine $700 billion waving around? And what they're doing is they're saying, listen, we need to propagandize the people of Texas and tell them, listen.
Now, again, Bob, you're a stickler for facts. If you say they're saying we got to propagandize, it means they said it. I mean, now you got a lot of notes there. They're just specifically saying, they're mad. We got to sell them.
It's a PR campaign, and listen, they had examples of it there already. They had a Toyota Prius parked out in front of the place saying, this vehicle doesn't pay enough taxes in gas tax. And that's why we have to do this, ladies and gentlemen. We have to.
But in truth, they've gone from 15 million barrels a day to 21 million barrels a day. And if you look at the graphs, gas tax, they're making record profits.
No, the old-fashioned way no longer works, Alex. That's going to be the theme.
But don't worry, they're going to keep that tax, too.
Yeah, but it doesn't work, okay?
Just like Neil Bortz says, we got to have a sales tax, quote, fair tax. But you watch, they're going to keep that income tax, too.
And the other thing, one of the other things they did was, like, you know, you have all these landowners in Texas that are hopping mad because their land is in the way of the Trans-Texas Corridor, right? Well, they had Texas Transportation Commissioner Fred Underwood, and they got a poster of him with a cowboy hat, kind of country looking.
Oh, boy.
I tell you what, standing in front of a barn, you know, and it says he's going to make sure that rural interests are taken care of, while we go steal your property, kick you off your land, and run a highway.
Now, they've already preemptively last year passed a new law where they don't have to pay you even just compensation for your land.
Now, here's another one. That's another one. This is huge. This is huge.
Just run through it all.
This is huge. Rick Perry, when he got back from the Bilderberg meeting,
which is about the handover of the land,
after the legislature the session was over, he's got 20 days extra to play with bills. They can't do anything about it.
Uh-huh.
So he vetoes House.
By the way, we're the eighth largest economy in the world. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, he vetoes House Bill 2006, which was overwhelmingly passed by the Texas State Legislature. House Bill 2006 would have prohibited kilo-style takings in Texas. Now, remember Kelo versus City of New London, where the Supreme Court said, well, what the Founding Fathers really meant is
private interest wants your land and pays the politician. It actually legalizes bribery.
Exactly.
I mean, that'd be like if I went and paid a politician to give me Bob Dacey's house. It's worth $150,000 for $5. Well, they said, we're allowed to give you Bob's land.
Well, I'm a stickler. This is the way it works. The Supreme Court in 2005 in the Kelo decision said that the Founding Fathers really meant that it's okay to take private land not only for a public purpose, but also for a private purpose, as long as the state can see maybe they'll get more income from taxes off the new use of the land. I mean, that was that.
But in the ruling, which we read on air, in one of the decisions by a pro, someone who voted for it, I forget exactly who said it, but it's in there, they said that they're even allowed to come lobby.
Well, of course, all they got to do is bribe the local politician, kick you off your house, and, hey, turn it over to this other guy. I mean, anyway, nobody could figure out Kelo. We figured it out right away. They needed to try to remove the Fifth Amendment away because it's in the way of the Trans-Texas Corridor.
And if that wasn't bad enough, then they had Bush sign an executive order saying you can grab the existing roads.
So here's the bottom line. Perry, when he gets back from the Bilderberg conference, vetoes House Bill 2006, which prohibited Kelo seizures in Texas. So Perry said, wait a minute now, this is going to cost the state of Texas too much money to steal people's land now. So they vetoed that. So the Kelo thing is on in Texas, you know, turning private people's property over to other private people.
And it's already happening. They're already going to, Gore Seafood, owned by the Gores down in Freeport. They've had it since World War II. And they just said, we're not even paying you. We're just taking it and giving it to the heir of ExxonMobil.
Well, in this particular case,
to build his own private marina.
In this particular decision, they got Kelo is now wonderful in Texas, although Perry bragged a couple of years ago about how he was going to stop it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's wonderful in Texas. And
the general public doesn't even know what Kelo is.
In the new Texas law, which Perry vetoed, there was a definition of market value. You know, if I'm going to take your land you don't want to sell it, well, the idea was in the new bill, they're going to define market value as what it really is. You know, if you and I were hands, you know, you didn't have to buy it. I don't have to sell it. We come to an agreement on what the value is. That's what the market value is. It's the real definition. That bill had a real market value definition in the bill. Perry vetoes that. And, of course, what that means is they can confiscate land and pay you less than it's worth.
And by the way, since Kelo 2 years ago, we see cases all the time where people have got 160 acres. It was that case up north last year, and they just don't even give money. They just send cops in and say, we're taking it.
Well, the case that we're most familiar with is the Harrell Ranch taking east of Austin, where these Sam Harrell and Bubba Kay had this 260-acre ranch east of Austin, and it was raising this certified organic beef cattle.
I remember meeting them.
Yeah, well, you know, Kelly Taylor and I went out there, and she interviewed them and put an article in the New American, and we were out there. And they, bottom line with these guys, they have a property that has a market value of $6 million about. And the state gives them $2 million, and
how many acres do they have?
290 or
200 out there. 1 acre, lots are going for $300,000 out there.
Well,
that thing's probably worth $50 million.
Market value evaluation.
That's what they say.
I'm being conservative. $6 million. They took the thing. They drove the Highway 160 thing that Sintra is doing straight through the middle of the ranch and destroyed it. Right. They only paid them $2 million for a $6 million property. The thing's in court, but, you know, who can fight them, you know? They paid at least a third of what it's worth, and now, of course, Perry wants that to continue, so he vetoes House Bill 2006. You know, it's great. I mean, even if they're going to steal your land, they don't even want to pay you for it. I mean, Perry has now made that okay, you see? It's just great. And, you know, you go on with this thing, the national...
Well, then there's also, notice these, a lot of these roads, the 8,000 miles are in key oil belts. They're also setting the precedent where they're taking mineral rights, I saw, when they take it.
and they also, you know, they want you to believe, they want to con you into believing that the Trans-Texas Corridor is, and things like, is going to relieve traffic congestion in the cities, even though the Trans-Texas Corridor doesn't get anywhere near a city. It's ridiculous.
No, it just taxes travel.
Yeah,
intra-city travel.
Alex, let me tell you something. These people think that the American people are a bunch of milk cows, and we all have udders on us, okay? And they're sucking off every udder they can find.
They're actually chewing them off.
They're looking for places to stick new udders, and that's what they think we are.
Yeah.
You know, oh, look, he's driving around and he's not paying. Well, stick an udder on that old boy and start sucking. That is exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, but these cows, you see the bones, hip bones sticking out. We're all skinny.
Yeah. Well, that's because they shoved human growth hormone in the cows to produce more milk. I mean, the bottom line here, Alex, this is serious. This is
nationwide. And on top of it, they're devaluing the dollar.
Yeah. But these, what they're doing is they're turning our basically east-west highway system. They're neglecting that. And focusing all their emphasis
to bring cheap goods in
on north south to bring the communist Chinese goods in from
and
Mexico.
the precious illegals.
And let me tell you something. This is another big part of this story. We've talked about the Port of Lazaro Cardenas before. How they're going
to
expand it. Walmart,
the coast, yeah.
Walmart, and the Chinese and the Mexican government. Well, I knew they were going to expand it, but I didn't realize the scope. I talked.
It's 83 major roads.
One of the presenters was Tom Cornegay. He is the director of the Houston Port Authority. He was talking about this tsunami, this flood of goods coming that the Houston Port Authority is going to have to expand to handle it.
Food with plastic in it and lead paint toys.
Right, and they're going to, you know, the Chinese are expanding the Panama Canal and making it bigger, so there's huge containers
which we gave
go through it. Which we gave them, right.
Thank
you, Jimmy. And anyway, okay, so I asked him how big the Port of Houston is in terms of capacity. And he said, well, in 2005, we handled 1.6 million TEUs of freight. Now, a TEU is a 20-foot equivalent unit. It's a standard small container. So 1.6 million. And I said, well, what's Lazaro Cardenas going to do? He said, oh, it'll have a capacity of 2.2 million. That port is going to be bigger than the Port of Houston.
Which is one of the biggest in the world.
Yeah. I mean, I had no idea what the scope was.
It's over, folks. Folks, as bad as you think it is now, they haven't even gotten started.
And this is,
and they're gonna have goon cops everywhere running around. Now, your son's a good cop, though. He'll be nice to
my son's
in the FEMA camp.
That's right. He'll be nice to you in the FEMA.
And remember when he was going to the big law enforcement school? They were telling him, "We serve the UN now, and you got all the documents."
Well, that's when he. Yeah, that was a lot. Yeah, that's right. We're in deep trouble. But listen, here's the other deal. This thing about this Lázaro Cárdenas port, okay, you know, and it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out because I'm not a rocket scientist. If they're going to have a port bigger than the Port of Houston down the southwestern coast of Mexico, they have got to get the money to build the highways and the railroads to go north. They're not going to let that stuff pile up down there.
Cornyn introduced the bill at Senate level
where
we are going to pay, and it's actually in the documents, SPP, we're going to pay for the infrastructure to destroy us and then pay tax to use it on top of it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's the way it works. Now Cornyn introduced that bill last year.
You know, I shouldn't laugh, but I can't help it.
3622. That was the second time he had introduced it. You know, to force American taxpayers by funding the North American Development Bank.
And then he puts on these acts like he's against the immigration bill.
It was just accidentally word for word what was in Building North American Community, which is what they say we have to do, is create this North American Development Bank.
But then he doesn't know about the NAU. It doesn't exist.
Just
like they're not going to put tolls on existing roads,
so,
Bob.
Yeah, right. They're not. No.
You know what? I said we'd take calls, but I'm really in a quandary here, a paradox. And I want to take them, but I want Bob to be able to finish up. Bob, you know, I think we're going to have you back in this week for part two, because I noticed you haven't gotten through half your notes there. Can you just shotgun through your notes when we get back?
Sure.
Now, this is up on InfoWars.com right now in the guest section, folks. Get it, dig it, get it out to everybody. This needs to be known. The media is not talking about how they publicly announced they're going to grab the existing roads while lying about it on the other side of America.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Oh, those summer nights and those summer electric bills. How would you like to save money this summer on your electric bill and sleep better than ever? Well, now you can with the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. The Bedfan will allow you to raise your thermostat several degrees and still sleep cool. This works by delivering a gentle breeze between your sheets, thus keeping your body cool and comfortable. Doug from Austin, Texas writes,
I like it to be very cold while sleeping. Since purchasing the Bedfan, I've been able to turn the thermostat up from 68 to 78 degrees, and I've never been more comfortable. My electric bill this month compared to the same month last year is over 27% lower. I couldn't be happier with your product.
Maybe it is time you started thinking about trying the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. If you're a hot sleeper, you will love it. If you want to lower your electric bill, you will love it too. Go to Bedfan.com and try the remarkable Bedfan yourself. That's Bedfan.com or call 210-632-8280. That's 210-632-8280. The Bedfan is on sale for a limited time, so don't delay. Remember, Bedfan.com or 210-632-8280.
Federal agents, we are all
Look.
All of the things that's wrong. Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn and walk away? What would you do if you knew all the things we know?
Next week we're going to have Bob in here as a guest again to do a part two. He's going to a hardware convention in Houston, so he can't come back in tomorrow or the next day. And I'm going to try to go to Lance and Rob. Sorry to everybody else, but they're not calling in on topic specifically on this issue. But just in closing, what are a few of the other facets to this, Bob?
What I'm trying to communicate here, Alex, the fact of the matter is this is national importance. This is to build the North American Union.
They're using
this
to fund
it. They're using it as a funding mechanism to shift to north-south highways so we can get all this Chinese slave goods up from Mexico. It's for the North American Union.
And this is the key assault, and we can't even convince the average yuppie it's going on.
Well, a lot of Americans are waking up. I mean, you know, the Congress has even come up with some resolutions overwhelmingly passed to say, hey, we're not going to put up with the North American Union. We need to put
teeth
in
that. What about Rick Perry? Rick Perry needs to be impeached.
Rick Perry is a traitor. I mean, bottom line traitor. You cannot be a conservative Republican governor of Texas and rape the concept of the sanctity of private property. You can't do that.
And selling out to foreigners.
And sell the country out to foreigners.
It'd be one thing if it was Boss Hogg stealing stuff locally. That'd be bad enough. But foreigners Boss Hogging us?
Yeah, they say that the Texas governor is a relatively weak executive. We learned that in high school.
Not true.
Not true. Obviously, where is he getting his power from? Where is he getting it from? Certainly isn't from his 39% constituency that voted for him because Carroll got in there and took away all the independent votes.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Give me a break.
All right, well
where's
well,
the power
well,
coming
part
from?
Part two is going to be out next week. Why don't you write a part two? And Bob, you're going to be in what day next week? Let's pick a day right now.
Oh, gosh.
Let's do it Monday.
Monday, yeah, that's fine. Monday will be good.
Third hour Monday.
That'll be good.
Okay. Let's go to Lance in Arizona and then Rob. Lance, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, quickly. Lance just dropped. Rob in New York. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Thanks, Alex, for taking my call. You know, this transportation corridor is very similar to the energy corridor they're trying to push through in the Northeast. But my jaw has been dropping listening to all the specifics about what's going on in Texas and the rest of the country. And my question is a little bit trivial now after listening to all this. But I'm wondering if a road is under foreign control or private ownership, will they be able to bring their own police force?
No. In fact, in Texas is the model, and they say the global front line to decide. They're saying it, not us. And it clearly is. We pay for the cops. We pay for the infrastructure. We build the roads. We pay for the toll roads. They just are given the money. Bob, you want to comment?
Right, yeah.
Well, you know, it depends on how much public-private partnership they're allowed to get away with. They were upset that they'd had a setback because of the lukewarm moratorium that was passed. And some of the international banker types were saying, you know, hey, you guys got to get your act together here. We'll take our money elsewhere.
So they were arrogantly just
steal somebody else.
By the way, that's $700 billion they're talking about. That's just fiat they just issued Bank of England.
Yeah, but they were upset about what happened in the Texas legislature. Our job is to make them really upset.
Well, see, that's the key. We had a victory. The people are waking up, so they just lie, and then now they're reforming themselves. They're now massing and now building up for another assault. They are preparing for another assault. They're regrouping is the word I'm looking for. And Bob, the story's up on InfoWars.com. It's one of the top stories on the New American Magazine's website. We have a link to that up on InfoWars.com. You and Kelly Tabor, and also, of course, Jeff Kantoff, a good friend of mine, never get a chance to see him anymore. I want to say hi to him as well and thank him for all his great work. Bob, thanks for being with us.
Appreciate it, Alex. Take care.
You bet. And you're going to be here next Monday, third hour, because you didn't get to a lot of this, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Now, before you leave, I know you got to go back and be an entrepreneur and run the store, family store, but I want to get these scanned to get these added to the article we've got. Is that cool?
That's cool.
We're going to get these scanned, and we'll have that version up on Jones Report in the next couple hours. So look for that, folks. Take care. God bless you all.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.